Today's Holy Gospel comes from the 14th chapter of John. Jesus said to the disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may also be. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do not know him. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me anything, I will do it." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I'm just going to sit under this guy, just so you can look at this guy for a while. Because this guy's Jesus, by the way. Wow, I'm far away. Well, that's okay, though, because I really want you, I've been looking a lot at Orthodox stuff, reading stuff about the Orthodox Church, and one tradition they have is icons, and we have an icon on that side of the church there. I think it's there, isn't it? There's an icon sitting there, yeah. And that is that St. Mark? Is that who that is? Yep, St. Mark. And so, that represents our church and an iconifer, icon. The person who does icon of the person who made it, within the tradition, the idea is not that the image is sacred, but that as you look at the image, you look through the image and you start thinking about what that image represents and how that image is looking back at you. And it's a form of prayer. It's a form of connection. And so look at this guy's eyes. I mean, that's the one thing I was looking at. We in the choir, we sing songs all the time about Jesus. And probably it's a good idea just every once in a while to pick this Jesus. Or there's a thousand other Jesuses, a million other Jesus images online. But pick a person, an image, and give thanks. And think about God. And how God has come through us, through Jesus. Also, one homework assignment, besides, if I ever don't say please, you better tell me, because my mother will be angry with me if I don't ever say please. So please remind me to say please constantly. But in that first reading, in that Acts reading, there are 54 verses in front of that. Look at those verses to see, because this Acts reading kind of is at the end where Philip is here. He's martyred for his faith, but it's good to see how he got there. So I'm giving you that as homework assignment to look at that, to look at those first verses. But I wanted to focus on this John text, because the first thing he says is, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." So in this story, Jesus is talking to his friends, his disciples, and he's telling them, this program that I'm doing, this way of being in the world, of loving and serving each other, which he's going to talk about right after this, about what it means to be in this world, what it looks like, how people will know you're Christians, he says, if you love. And if you love in this way, and that's when he washes their feet, which in some churches is a sacrament, the washing of feet. But it's when you serve and you love, Jesus says, that's how people will know. That's a distinctive of being Christian. But he says here, and I'm going away. I'm going to be killed. I have a strong sense that's going to happen. Now, they don't know that. And that's, you know, they say that. Well, where are you going? You know, we'll go with you if you tell us. Jesus says, I've been telling you to love and I've been showing you these signs, but this is how it goes to show the love to the world. But don't be troubled, because I will always have space for you. That's what the Father has told me. And that's what I'm telling you now. I'm the messenger. I have space for you. And that's what this text talks about, the first part. There are many dwelling places in my Father's house. If we're not so, wouldn't I prepare it for you? But I go and prepare a place for you. And I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may also be. And you know the way to the place where I am going. This place for us, and it's not just for me, and it's not just for you, it's for us. It's for all of us. If you don't think you have a place, you do. That's what Jesus is saying here. That's what this Jesus, with the sparkly eyes, is saying. God has a surprise. There's nothing you can do about it, because God's work is about grace and to love you. And that's what I'm trying to show you, Jesus says. I love you. As the Father has sent me, now I come to you and say, I love you. And in that scene later, he washes their feet. I love you so much. Kneeling down, I embrace you. You have a space. If you're a sinner, there's a space. If you're righteous, there's a space. If you've made a mistake, there's a space. If it's not going well, well, come to me. I will love you. And then let's go to that space. So that space is in the future and now. Because just like mothers can love children, and parents can love children, and we can love each other, Jesus says, I love you. As the Father has loved me, I love you. And so the Father loves you. I love you, Jesus says. Whatever you're carrying, give it to me. I'll take it from you. I'll lift it up from you. I'll make you comfortable. I love you. That's what this Jesus is telling us. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. Once you know you have a place, once you know that, and once you know that, yes, I'm a sinner, but I'm a forgiven sinner through Jesus, through God's grace. And as we would say, and it's central, our baptismal font here, when Jesus died, we died with him. When he rose, we rose with him. And so we have new life. That space is ready in the future, and Jesus is with us now. That's the promise. That's what this water is a reminder of. I have this picture I keep on my desk. Albert Pete Perro Jr., that was his name, one of the first professors I had when I went to Chicago in 1989 to seminary. And this was one of the first things he always said: water is thicker than blood. Water is thicker than blood. And he was talking about family, and he was talking about that guy's family, which is us. Us as the brothers and sisters of Jesus in the world. And that's what Jesus is talking about when he says, you're going to do greater things. We together can do amazing things. St. Mark has done amazing things in the community. And we will keep doing amazing things. All we have to do is listen to that guy, that sparkly-eyed guy. Because resurrection, it's intense. I mean, this is resurrection. It's something. That's almost hard to believe. That God would go to this length, to get to us. The hand of Jesus coming. The arms of Jesus to embrace us. So that we can embrace each other. So that we can be his body. When the text says, anything you ask in my name, I will do. Do you think he meant anything? He probably didn't mean anything. A parking space? Can you ask that in Jesus' name? I may have done that before. I was going to say, raise your hand if you have, but that might be a prayer. But to do things in Jesus' name, it's about grace, and it's about love, and it's about mercy. And hopefully you know and have experienced that in your life. You know what love looks like. I know what love looks like from my mother. And that was cool to talk with her this morning. I woke her up at 7:44. I said, Happy Mother's Day. You know, the service is starting pretty soon. I just wanted to say, I love you. And, you know, she doesn't cry very often. But, you know, maybe the older we get, that's how it is. And that's what it's about. We have a space. It's prepared. And Jesus says, that space is here now as well. You don't need to wait till your last breath. The breath you have is a gift of God. Take that breath. Breathe in love and grace and mercy from God. And give it to the world. You'll do great things, Jesus says. You'll do great things. In the end, Jesus just says, just follow me. Just listen to my spirit and follow me. Amen.